God is Our Home by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Lord, through all the generations, You have been our home. Psalm 91. We moved a lot growing up, and it would take living in a place for some time before we felt secure in our home. It took time for us to learn where things were and to familiarize ourselves with our surroundings. But then, before we knew it, we'd realize we were going to be okay. We were home. A home is where you feel safe and secure, and the scripture says that God is a home for us. God often refers to Himself as our refuge and shelter. He is a person in whose arms we feel protected. To say that God is our home means we are totally accepted and safe with God. He gives us His unfailing love, and He promises He will always be with us. Jesus tells us that He is the vine and we are the branches. Because of this, we can abide in Him. John 15:5. If we live in the shelter of God, we will find rest in His shadow. Psalm 91:1. I love the images that slip into my mind when I read these verses. We're told we can approach God's throne of grace whenever we need mercy and grace. Hebrews 4:16. I picture myself outside His throne room, but instead of being afraid of the huge door before me, I just walk in. He welcomes me with an open heart. We live in uncertain times. We arise to find out new, terrible things each day, and many of which can cause us to worry and fret. And yet, God tells us not to let our hearts be troubled. John 14:1. We can fight the temptation to worry because we know we are not alone. God has promised He would never leave us nor forsake us, Hebrews 13:5. And we know God's promises are solid and we can count on them. We lay our heads down on our pillows at night knowing that whatever we face, our God is there. God is our home. How fitting that Moses was the one who wrote Psalm 90. The Israelites traveled far and wide, but still, Moses knew God was his home, his dwelling place. God welcomed Moses. And God does the same for us. Underneath my wing. My trials overwhelm me, Lord. I'm hit from every side. I feel like I'm on my own, with nowhere left to hide. He answers, "You are not alone. I haven't missed a thing. And I've reserved a place for you right underneath my wing."
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
This is my skyship, Dreamer. My cargo,
is stories, and our destination, dreams.
With Abide Sleep Stories for Kids, you can help your children fall asleep fast and learn about God. To find these kids' bedtime stories, go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Stories for Kids. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.